WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reset. I'm Susie Yon, in for Sasha Ann Simons. Chicago area transit riders are wondering what's next after state lawmakers failed to fund the CTA, Metra, and PACE last week. Collectively, the agencies are facing a $770 million fiscal cliff for 2026. And advocates say they really need about $1.5 billion to keep operating properly in that not-so-distant future. We checked in with listeners and with two daily CTA riders, Maya Roberts and Alex Nelson, about the potential transit cuts and what they'd like to see as far as transit improvements. Maya is a lifelong Chicagoan and Alex, the strategic advisor for Better Streets Chicago. I begin by reviewing what type of service impacts and cuts local transit could face if lawmakers don't act. The Sun-Times reported back in March that the CTA could eliminate half its bus lines. Metra could end service on its Electric Blue Island branch, and PACE could cut all weekend bus services under worst-case scenario, among other things. But lawmakers could return to Springfield for a special session this summer to either take up the bill that passed in the state Senate or hash out a new one. So those are some of the things that we are facing right now. But to you, Maya and Alex, let's just start with, how long have you been a transit rider for, Maya?
I've been riding public transit since elementary school. So probably that first like job that I had working in the back of a candy store, I was taking the Green Line. So it's been well over 20 years.
And how about you, Alex?
Similar. I grew up in the suburbs, and I was dependent on the PACE bus system to get to my high school, and had previously been a Metra and PACE user sort of on an as-needed basis. And then when I moved back to the Chicago area, and specifically Chicago City proper in 2017, I've been a daily CTA user since then.
Yeah, I mean, these you're talking about the essentials, getting to jobs, getting to school, all essential services here. You know, some people, and Alex, I think we can put you in this boat, are really passionate about Chicago public transit. People feel really strongly about it. Maya, would you also put yourself in that boat?
Yeah, I love public transit. I believe in it. So when I travel, I love to take public transportation, and I obviously take it here. So it's really important to me. I think it's such a vital resource, and it is very nice that we have it right now.
I mean, you know, of course, it's an essential service for many, but why do you both feel passionately about the city's transit system?
I can speak to that a little bit. I'm passionate about the city's transit system. I mean, on an individual level, it enables me to get around the city safely and quickly and efficiently. But speaking more broadly, the CTA and the larger regional transit system is the economic engine for the state of Illinois. It allows people to get to their jobs and their, you know, appointments in a timely manner. It draws in tourism the way CTA is ingrained with just the vision of how people view the city. And it empowers people to have a car-free lifestyle, which means they have more money in their pocket to spend on other goods. They can spend it on other, you know, Chicago businesses or other needs, and enables them to possibly be homeowners when they might not otherwise be. So the trickle-down effect of positive impacts that a robust public transportation system has in the city cannot be spoken to highly enough. And the more broader regional transit system is essential to the economic livelihood of the state of Illinois.
Now, I mentioned what is at risk here if the General Assembly does not kind of get it to act together and approve a budget for transit. What's your reaction to that? What's your reaction to possibly not getting the transit funding and reform?
It's really scary for me because I rely on this not during the summer. I also bike. And so for the other 9 months of the year when it's not that warm in Chicago, I really am dependent on public transportation. And the thought of these massive cuts happening really makes me think, am I going to have to get a car again? And I had a car for 3 years because I took a brief detour to the far south suburbs and I hated it. I did not like driving as much as I used to when I was younger, probably for many reasons. But I think the number one thing is things have changed so greatly since COVID, especially traffic. Somehow we've overtaken LA, which seems wild to me. And people are just so reckless in the way they drive. Yes. And so being in a vehicle myself does not seem very exciting to me. But knowing that it could take me 2 hours to get somewhere or 3 hours now to go from Logan Square to Hyde Park when it currently takes me an hour and a half is really kind of unbearable. It will cut off parts of the city for me, I think.
Absolutely. What about you, Alex? What was your reaction to the General Assembly here?
My reactions were terror at what this means for the state of Illinois and rage at the lawmakers who did not understand the real sense of urgency. To speak to some of the language you used earlier, you had mentioned, if this happens and if this comes to pass. But because the General Assembly did not pass this legislation during the session, the folks who administer and operate these regional transit systems, CTA, Metra, and PACE, have no plan, no choice but to plan according to the funds they know they have. They don't make these operational schedules a day ahead of time, a week ahead of time. They're planning months out. So they are going to start planning the 2026 cuts, and they're going to start planning for those now. So that means public transit employees are likely to start hearing about job cuts and whose jobs are going to be eliminated in the coming weeks and months. We're going to start hearing about station closures in the coming weeks and months. The people who are in charge of running the day-to-day operations of these systems do not have the freedom to hope that if General Assembly calls a special session, they have to operate with the information that they have now. And the information that they have now is that there is a $770 million fiscal cliff, and that is an operational shortfall they have to address in the coming year.
We heard from one person who posted in a Chicago Reddit thread about the transit funding bill not passing. This is Jackson. Let's give a listen.
Hi, my name's Jackson. I live in Wicker Park, and I'm a daily CTA rider. I moved to the city about 5 years ago, sold my car, just fell in love with the freedom that comes with taking public transit, even with the struggles around COVID service cuts. And I think a lot of people look at public transit as a last resort or something just for people who can't afford a car. But for me, I take the bus and the train because I want to. It's stress-free, I like being around other people, I don't like driving, and it's not something I can see myself going back to. So if service gets cut, it just tells me that maybe the state's values don't actually align with mine. It would take me longer to get to work, harder to visit friends or do things I love, like just going around the city and exploring. I think I'd probably have to start looking at other cities like New York, San Francisco. Even if they're more expensive, it's just important for me to live somewhere that views public transit as a necessity, not a liability. But I love Chicago. Before last week, I didn't ever see myself leaving. So I'm just hoping that the legislature can come together and figure out a solution before it's too late.
And that was Jackson leaving us a voice memo. We've got a caller, Ruben, in Albany Park. Ruben, welcome to Reset.
Hi, thank you so much.
And what's been your experience on public transit, and what do you think about the latest potential cuts that could happen?
I would say my experience overall on the CTA has been great growing up. I've lived in Chicago all my life, born and raised. And the thing that I was super concerned about as somebody who used the transit as a young person is its impact on young people, because I started taking transit alone when I was 11 or 12 years old, and it offered me so much mobility, even before I could even possibly get a license. And I prefer always not to drive. So just, you know, having that mobility to go all over the city from a very young age, being exposed to all sorts of, being able to go to concerts, cultural events, getting to school, getting to a job if you end up having one, visiting family members. It's extremely important for people, young people, and for people that just cannot drive with disabilities, and people who also just prefer not to. So I'm extremely concerned about the funding cuts.
Thanks for that, Ruben. What's your reaction to that? I mean, Maya, maybe that resonates with you. You mentioned riding the CTA as young as elementary school.
Yeah, I think the point that he made around young people and their ability to get around and do for themselves, especially in a city that is getting increasingly more expensive, which means that parents and other people are having to work and take on more things, and also just thinking about the ways in which we are allowing youth to take up space in this city right now, the way the sort of clampdowns that we've seen on how they're able to move generally, and then speaking to the point about those who might be dealing with a disability or otherwise unable to drive. This is the kind of thing that can make, that can really just cut people off from a future.
Absolutely. We've got John in Edgewater. Welcome to Reset, John. You said you have a comment on how this could be an opportunity for CTA and Metra?
Yes, I think so. Thanks for taking my call. I am a frequent CTA rider. The CTA is currently in the midst of rolling out the Red Line Extension project, which recent reporting has shown the cost of this project has spun completely out of control. Five years ago, Tony Preckwinkle suggested a much saner alternative to have additional service added to the Metro Electric line that runs very close to the footprint of where the Red Line extension would be. I don't know why the powers that be are not working to make that project a reality and scrap this ridiculous Red Line extension project. This is going to be the most expensive per mile mass transit line in the country's history, and the studies on how many people are actually going to use it show it's going to be very lightly used. This is just an example of how the various operating agencies are completely irresponsible in their planning and financial decision making, and we really need to seize this opportunity to make sure that we bring common sense to public transportation.
Yeah, thanks for your comment, John. Alex, your reaction to that?
I will just say that the funds for the Red Line extension are separate from the operational costs that we're discussing here. Those are capital costs that were obtained specifically for the CTA for the extension. We would not be able to repurpose those funds for the fiscal cliff, and those aren't recurrent funds to address the funding crisis that we're dealing with. So, you know, it's just that the funding sources are two different streams. And again, we're not in a position where we would be allowed to reallocate the capital costs to a different area.
Well, we are taking your calls. If you ride public transit, we want to hear from you. What's been your experience on CTA, Metra, or PACE? And what do you think of these potential cuts? Give us a call, 866-915-WBEZ. That's 866-915-9239. We also heard from a former intern of Reset, Nadia. Here's what Nadia had to say.
As someone who relies completely on public transportation to get to and from work and other situations, CTA, PACE, and Metra cuts would honestly make my life so much more difficult. It already feels as if I'm waiting forever, which ultimately I turn to then ride shares, which are just so expensive.
I mean, that is the alternative that I've heard from folks, is sort of doing the ride share, which just creates more traffic right now. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think there's just been a few instances in the past year where the reality of the fact that I'm in a car with an absolute stranger who doesn't even have like the authority or the sort of grounding of a medallion system or something that I but that gives me a little bit more trust. The people who know the city in the way that taxis used to, and the fact that these ride shares came in as something that are cheaper, and now that has totally gone away, on top of the fact that you're riding in a car with a stranger on these roads in which people are being more and more reckless. And so I've really been trying to not do that and to prioritize leaving in enough time so that I can take public transit. But at a certain point, it's going to be too much, even though I'm centrally located and near the blue line. I just can't allocate 6 hours of my day to prepare, to get ready, to leave, to go, to get on public transportation.
Yeah. Well, we've got another caller, Yvonne in Streeterville. Hey, Yvonne, what do you want to add to the conversation?
My husband and I moved here in August because of a job. And one of the reasons that we did it was because this is a city that is known to have doable public transportation, and that we picked Streeterville so he could walk to work and that I could, you know, we could get everything we need within walking distance. It really feels like an urban experience. But it does take a long time to plan public transit. So I think that the benefits of Chicago, it's a delightful place and it's worth the time to get there. But if that time gets longer, that becomes less doable. And the thought of having to get in cars like the previous person, I agree, it's not a good option.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Yvonne. It is an opportunity to talk about potential solutions and improvements. What are some things you would like to see when it comes to improvements on the CTA?
I think for me, reliability is number one. You know, we want the trains to come when they say they're going to come. We want the buses to come when they say they're going to come. There's been a lot of conversations about improvements in terms of system delivery. Some of these things would not necessarily be part of the legislation that's sitting in front of the state General Assembly right now, but are things that can only be enabled once legislation is passed, things like bus rapid transit and synchronized schedules. Governance reform would hopefully reduce delays and miscommunications between the various regional transit systems. So I think we can just hope for a better expectation of service, more reliable service, ideally cleaner trains and stations, buses as well. And so reliability, safety, consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got another call, Jim in Uptown. Jim, you're on Reset. I hear you're a longtime CTA rider.
Yeah, I've been riding since I was 14 or 13 years old, and now I'm in my 70s now. So all that's about 60 years of using the CTA, and it's very good. But there are many ways it could be made a lot better with heat. If they could have heat in the shelters on the street, where you could just press a button and have the heat would come down. Because on Belmont and Fullerton, where they have it, it's almost insulting how small those little cages that they have that you can wait in. But the previous caller mentioned reliability. CTA has been much better for me since I was able to use Transit Tracker. Mm-hmm. That made a big difference because I could actually know how many minutes the train is away. But It was always part of my life. I understand that what becomes important to you when you're 13 and 14 years old will stay with you all your life. And that's been the case with me. I've always and since that time relied on the CTA, and most of the time it comes through. Although there are as a previous caller.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Jim. A true testament to why public transit is important. We've got another caller, Franny in Pilsen, who I believe just got off the train. Franny, welcome to Reset.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And what's been your experience?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we could hear you. What's been your experience on CTA?
Oh my gosh! I mean, the CTA. I mean, that's my life. That's how I get to school. That's how I get home. That's how I get to work. I actually just took the train to work and just got off when I was listening to the program. And I wanted to call in because I know all my friends who are also students, we all rely heavily on transit. We really can't get around without it, especially up on the west side with these proposed budget cuts and the proposed train lines and bus lines getting cut. We just don't know what to do. We're feeling really scared.
Yeah, I mean, talk about essential service. That's right. Thanks so much for that, Franny. We also heard from a listener, Abby, a transit writer in Des Plaines. Let's take a listen.
As a multidisciplinary artist, I've taken client work and gigs from Niles to Evanston, all the way to Chinatown and Hyde Park. I've taken it all from the Metra to Pace to CTA. My access needs make it difficult to drive, and cuts to public transportation would make my commute even longer than it already is. I'm grateful to have access to it all the way out in the suburbs, but time is precious, and longer wait times between train and bus services mean I can't take on as much work or be in community with my friends in the city as the way that I currently am able to. While it was always my intent to move into the city, having to do it earlier than I feel ready to worries me financially.
Well, we have been talking a lot about the CTA, but Alex, can you talk a little bit about, you know, the challenges of potential cuts to Metra?
Yes, I can. I also just want to quickly respond to something one of the previous callers mentioned. Franny said she and her friends were really scared and didn't know what to do. I'm going to recommend anybody that's feeling nervous or apprehensive about this, take the pledge at savetransit.org. That is going to be the home base for calls to action this summer. That includes times when we need to mobilize to reach out to legislators and members of the General Assembly, as well as other more direct actions. But that URL is savetransit.org, and it is the home base for getting plugged in and making sure that we can push back. And in regards to your direct question about Metra services, we're looking at cuts to Metra service. They will run hour. What we're hearing is that they will run hourly at rush hour, and there will be no other Metra service. So whereas, you know, prior to this, we were hoping that we could see Metra service actually increase to run more like a regular commuter rail with headwinds of 20 to 30 minutes. We're now looking at massive cuts, and you can expect a couple Metra lines a day at rush hour.
I mean, that's going to be... So many more people on the platforms, people really trying to just pack in. I mean, that sounds impossible.
Yeah. And I also want to just remind folks that this doesn't just impact transit riders. Even if you are listening to this and you're saying, I'm a car driver, I love my car, I'm not really into trains, buses, that's not my thing. The traffic will be apocalyptic if the transportation network in the city gets cut. Everybody will be forced to pivot, or most people will be forced to pivot to cars, and it means that the traffic times will double, triple, possibly quadruple, depending on the where and the when. So this will impact every single person in the state of Illinois, regardless of your chosen modality of transportation.
Right, and traffic is already pretty horrendous right now with all of that construction, so just want to remind folks of that. That was Alex Nelson, Strategic Advisor for Better Streets Chicago and Daily CTA writer. Also with us, Maya Roberts, Chicago native and lifelong Daily CTA writer. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Ari Mejia and Micah Yason. It was edited by Dan Tucker. Your listenership and connection to Reset is what makes our show so important. Stay with us and subscribe to the show or visit wbez.org/reset. I'm Susie Ahn, in for Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again later today.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.